In Yemen, several people have been injured in the regime's latest crackdown on anti-government protests. Medical sources say 8 protesters were injured after regime forces opened fire on them in the city of Taiz. The protesters took to the streets to call for the trial of Ali Abdullah Saleh. Thousands of Afghans have held anti-U.S. rallies in the capital, Kabul, one day before the 10th anniversary of the invasion of their country. They condemned U.S.-led forces for killing tens of thousands of innocent civilians since the war started. They demanded an immediate withdrawal of foreign troops from that country. NATO warplanes have bombed a civilian hospital in the city of Sirte, the hometown of fugitive former ruler Muammar Gaddafi. Multiple casualties are feared, but further details are not available. The airstrike comes as Sirte residents are fleeing the city in droves to escape the heavy fighting. In Bahrain, a military court has sentenced 33 more protesters to jail terms for taking part in anti-regime demos. The latest verdicts put the convicted protesters behind bars for up to 15 years. More than 110 people have been sentenced to jail over the past few days in Bahrain. Thousands of South Korean farmers have held a rally in Seoul to protest the free trade agreement with the U.S. The protesters say the deal will endanger the country's farming industry by pouring cheaper goods into the market. The deal has yet to be approved by Parliament. The U.S. has threatened to cut funds to UNESCO after the UN Cultural Agency decided to vote for Palestinian statehood. Washington has already threatened to veto the Palestinian attempts at the UN Security Council. The statehood request will likely be voted on in the coming weeks. Some 1,700 inmates have been evacuated from a prison in central Thailand after floodwaters submerged large areas of it. Local residents have also been affected by the deluge. Since mid-July, a chain of floods have claimed about 250 lives in that country. About 170 others have died in neighboring Cambodia. And finally, Ichiro Ozawa, one of Japan's most influential politicians, has gone on trial on charges of breaking political fundraising laws. The former leader of the ruling Democratic Party of Japan is accused of overseeing false accounting by his staff. Ozawa denies any wrongdoing, saying the charges are politically motivated.